Olivia Reese was in trouble. Big trouble. And it had nothing to do with the fact it was nearly Christmas and she was spending it all alone. Unlike last year, when she'd been wrapped up in Billy, the kid, Blake's arms. That was the first Christmas in a long time where she'd been happy and filled with thoughts of the future. She pushed away memories of slick skin, hard muscles, and utter bliss, and pulled in a deep breath. Then she scrolled through the documents on her computer one more time. She'd been working for Titan Technology for the last few months in their PR department, and she'd bought the company spiel, hook, line, and sinker. She'd seen the test results for their revolutionary weapons guidance system, and she'd put together the package to convince Congress why Titan should supply the next generation of targeting systems to the Army. Her eyes blurred as she reread the results she was seeing on screen, the real results. Everything she'd been told was a lie. Everything she'd believed and everything she'd worked to sell. She'd thought she was helping to protect men like Billy, war fighters who put their lives on the line for this country every day. A chill went through her then, because if this sale went through, she'd be helping to dig their graves instead. Olivia put her hand to her mouth and sat there with her heart in her throat, imagining Billy fighting in some war-torn country, depending on his equipment to save his life. And when it failed, a noise in the outer office forced Olivia's head up. It was late and dark in the company's offices in Arlington, Virginia, but she'd stayed behind to catch up on some work after the Christmas party earlier that day. Tom Howard, the company president, had informed everyone they were to take the next week off in celebration of their certain victory when Congress reconvened in January. They had the votes, according to him, and the deal was sewn up. The project was a success, and everyone had been jubilant. There'd been champagne and much laughter. Olivia had joined in the fun, though she'd thought it was inviting bad luck, even though Titan had outpaced all their competitors. Unless someone else invented a whole new system over the holidays, theirs was the best. Except that it wasn't. Olivia began to shake as voices filtered through the empty office. On instinct, she ejected the CD and stuffed it in her purse. It had come from Alan Cooper, Titan's head of development, and she still couldn't figure out why he'd sent her such a thing. Unless he hadn't meant to. But it had been in a Holy Joe envelope in her inbox, clearly marked for her. Olivia's belly churned as she ducked down behind her desk. She told herself it was silly to hide when she had every right to be there. But some little voice in the back of her head insisted. Two shadows moved past her office. She could see them flaring on her wall through the windows. She'd shut her office door, so unless they'd seen the light from her screen before she'd put the computer to sleep, they would have no idea she was here. The time she spent with Billy hadn't been long in the scheme of things, but she'd learned a thing or two from him. And one of those seemed to be a healthy paranoia about people's motives and capabilities. She hunkered under her desk and waited for what seemed like hours. The office remained quiet, and she finally came out, grabbed her purse and coat, and tiptoed to her door. Olivia opened it quietly and listened, though it was hard as hell to hear anything over the pounding of her heart. She hurried through the office, keyed herself out of the security locks, and stepped into the outer lobby of the building that housed Titan Technology's offices. A security guard looked up from the desk and nodded at her. "Ma'am," he said as she walked by. He called out again when she didn't stop. Olivia spun around, her mind racing.
"Yes."
He pushed the book on the counter toward her.
"You've got to sign out, ma'am." "Oh, yes, of course."
Olivia marched over to the counter and signed her name on the appropriate line with trembling fingers. The guard checked the entry against her badge and then nodded. Olivia hurried through the frosty parking lot. She got into her car, locked the doors, and glanced up at the windows to Titan's offices. Someone stood in the window, and she shuddered uncontrollably.